This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The new school year may not start for a few weeks, but high school football players are already on the practice field. Increasingly, there's a focus on safety, particularly preventing head injuries and concussions. All this week, WBHM explores what this means for our football-consumed state. WBHM's Rachel Lindley begins at a football camp to see how parents' and coaches' attitudes toward the game are changing.
It's early on a recent Thursday morning, and dozens of Homewood Middle School football players shuffle across the grass at Homewood High School. They're ready to practice, dressed in white t-shirts, red shorts, and white helmets. Ben Bergeson is Homewood High School's head football coach. He leads the nervous and excited young players to the practice fields.
Hey guys, y'all get a knee right here real quick. I hope y'all learn a lot over the next couple days.
It's the first day of a camp designed to introduce these aspiring football players to the coaches they'll work with once they reach high school. High school coaches think it's important to build these relationships early because it's never too soon to get serious about the sport.
We live, breathe, and sleep football in the state of Alabama.
That's Jay Roberson.
I actually started off at 80 pounds and at 6 years old playing football here at Homewood.
His seventh grader, Trey, is in the camp today.
To see him playing quarterback, practicing on the same field I practiced on and played on 25 years ago, wearing the same number, number 10, I'm a happy father. I'm just excited.
Football is a big part of Roberson's life. He's coached, been an athletics administrator, and played in college during what he describes as a very different time in football's history.
Coaches were not conscious then of, you know, guys passing out. Hey, get up, son. You know, you're going to be fine. Keep going on. You're going to be all right. Coach, my head hurts or have a headache. You'll be fine. Get back on the field. Those were the type of things I dealt with.
Roberson suffered from several concussions during his football career, and he wants to protect today's players. He's now the director of business development for the National Center for Sports Safety. The group works with municipalities and teams to educate volunteers, parents, and coaches about how to prevent and treat sports injuries, primarily concussions. Roberson says it's something everyone's talking about.
You have some parents now that are, you know, within my age group in the mid-40s and the 30s are saying, hey, I don't want my child to play football because they're concerned about their safety.
And it's not just in Alabama, the state with the highest concentration of football fans in America. Nationally, the majority of players' parents think the sport should be safer. That's according to a recent NPR poll. And 7% of the parents polled said they thought football was too dangerous for their children to play. Darren White's a professor at Samford University and coordinator of the school's sports marketing program.
When it comes to parents making the decision to let their kids play football, we've seen over really the course of the last 10 years or so a decline in the participation of football.
White says that while more than 10 million young people played football in 2006, that's fallen to around 7 million. And that is some concern for football's future as a treasured American pastime.
If this participation decline continues, you would expect it to eventually start playing out on the spectator side as well.
Football programs from the NFL and down to Pop Warner are responding with an emphasis on player safety. Teams now tackle less in practice, and many are purchasing new helmets that supposedly offer better protection. Even the government's gotten involved. In 2011, the Alabama legislature passed the Alabama Sports Concussion Law. Among other things, it mandates athletes get cleared by a physician before returning to play after a concussion. Eddie Crocker is assistant football coach at Homewood Middle School.
I think with the protective equipment we have, proper form and technique, play the game. You know, life happens. We don't ever want it to happen on the football field, but, you know, there's a certain amount of risk in anything you do.
He says Homewood's coaching staff is constantly striving to make the game better for players.
So as a parent and as a coach, I just try to teach the right technique, use the equipment, use good equipment, and go from there.
Parent and former player Jay Roberson agrees.
I don't see football being a sport that's going to injure my son. If he gets hurt, you know, we'll deal with it. But at the end of the day, I know all the precautions are being put in place for him to be able to compete on the field.
And as concern increases, so do those precautions, even at the college level. Just last week, the SEC announced they'll now have an independent medical observer in the replay booth at every game, monitoring players for head and neck trauma. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.